السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. One of the beautiful habits of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was that he was always grateful for whatever food he had. You never found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking ill about any food. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu states, "Ma 'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ta'aman qattu in ishtahahu akalahu wa illa tarakahu." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never criticized food. Subhanallah, what a beautiful habit, what a beautiful trait of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today it's become the norm that how often we hear these types of statements that, oh, that food was terrible, it was disgusting, it was gross. This is completely contrary to the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In ishtahahu akalahu, if he liked it, then he consumed it. Wa illa tarakahu, and if he didn't like it, then he left it. But he didn't speak negatively about it. One point which is important for us to point out over here is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were certain dishes, certain foods that he disliked. So for a person to not like, to not consume every type of food, there's nothing wrong with that. Naturally, sometimes a person has an aversion towards certain foods. There's nothing wrong with that so long as a person doesn't criticize it, doesn't speak negatively about it. And you find various examples of this in the hadith. Just to mention one, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, who was the host of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, once he sent a dish which had some garlic in it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not consume it, he returned it. So Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu got worried and he came rushing. He said, "Aharamun huwa? Is this garlic impermissible to consume? How come you didn't eat it?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni akrahu." No, it's not impermissible. It's permissible to consume it, but personally, I don't like to consume garlic. Why? Because I converse with the angels, and I'm afraid that the strong odor may offend the angels. So Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu responded so beautifully. He said, "Inni akrahu ma takrahu." If you dislike it, then I also dislike it. If you're not going to consume it, even though it's permissible, I also personally will not consume it. So we learn from here, for a person to not like certain foods is fine, but a person should not speak negatively about them. One other common question which is brought up in this discussion is that, how about if somebody is asking me for their feedback, for my feedback? My friend opened up a new restaurant and he has a bunch of dishes and he's asking me, what do you think about it, so that he can improve the dish. In that case, the scholars mention that it's fine to provide your honest feedback. That doesn't fall under this hadith. Rather, what is being spoken about is when a person unnecessarily criticizes food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to develop the good habit of being grateful for whatever food we have. And may Allah ta'ala protect us from the bad habit of criticizing food unnecessarily. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.